Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
For the word of the Lord is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to divide soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. Hebrews 5, 12 and 13. As the writer of the book of Hebrews in our Bibles reveals God's nature in His Son Jesus, he addresses facts that, if believed, will bring about conviction within our hearts. This text makes it very clear that there is nothing we can do that God cannot see. Now, that could be very frightening for anyone living against God's will, rejecting His grace, satisfying the selfish nature. It should be a fearful thought. Just a few chapters further in this very book, this warning is given. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. For we know Him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," and again, "The Lord will judge His people." It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's Hebrews 10, 26, 27, 30 through 31. God is a God who is just and will deal with sin. The message that strikes fear is also a message that calls us out of sin and punishment into living righteously according to His will. This will bring about the reward of His promise. So the way we live is known by God.
I love you, written in red, in letters of crimson, God wrote His love on a hillside so long, and love's greatest story was told. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love. Same hands that suffered and bled. what Calvary said. I love you. I love you. I love you.
God has a great purpose. It is provided so that we can know the truth and be convicted by it. It defines that which is sinful in the eyes of God. It is essential that God's truth be known. In every generation, God's word must be shared to perpetuate those who believe in Him and who follow His will faithfully. Sadly, many have rejected the Bible. It has not been held up as the heavenly message that God has left for us to know Him and to know how to live pleasing in His sight. The result is that many sinful things are being accepted now, today, that have not been in the past. God has set before us commands that teach us what is wrong. Lying, stealing, committing adultery, sexual immorality, drunkenness, witchcraft, idol worship, hatred, jealousy, revenge, gossip, slander, as well as other fleshly deeds are sinful. God passes judgment upon sin. Living by faith in Jesus calls us to separate ourselves from participating in any of these ungodly behaviors. The author of Hebrews sets before his readers the fact that we cannot hide our sins from God. He has provided an advocate in Jesus, and that means that He pleads our case of mercy and grace, finding forgiveness from sins. Since we come to know that nothing is hidden from God, we bring our sins to the Lord. The perfect sacrifice has already been offered in Jesus. It's not our own righteousness, but it is His. Through Him we bring our sins and we lay them at His feet. That purpose is to turn away from that which God will judge in us. We must encourage everyone who hears our word today to be reading, meditating upon God's word so that you may know what is righteous and what is not. The psalmist wrote, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the ways of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." That's Psalms 1. as much as there is to fear in God's judgment of sin, there is an escape. It is to let God's word sink deep within the heart. Let the truth of God's righteousness be known within. Take it in. And by taking it in, it can lead us to the great blessings of living by it. When God lays bare what is found within our thoughts, then the reward can be expected. The word should bring a peace that surpasses understanding. It is a peace that gives us a confidence to stand before our God, our Creator, presenting to Him whatever praise we have given. Jesus is our Savior, through whom we bring our sins and weaknesses. He is able, because of His sinless life, to bring on our behalf all our needs. And this is the encouragement from our scripture today. If you have not learned that Jesus lived, being tempted in every way as we are, yet He did not sin against God, then today we want to relate to you that Jesus has made a way for grace to cover your sins. His calling brings us out of a deliberate life of sin and into a new way of living. And that is to seek to be pleasing to God.
There's a sweet, sweet Spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.